4NUE, monitoring.
CEF, mobile.
KO4 CEF, this is KO4 NUE. This is Chad, good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Well, I'm on Highway 11 and it's 5:20 in the morning. Hadn't had much sleep. I'm pretty tired. I'm glad to hear somebody on this radio kind of keep my eyeballs open.
We finally got back from the beach, so finally jumped on the radio in the morning. Has anybody else been on the way? I don't hear anybody besides you.
And I've been sending a call out about every 10 minutes, and you're the first one that popped up. I went to the deer camp yesterday. I got a new radio, and I took it up to deer camp, and got it set up as a crossband repeater so I can reach it with my handy talkie. And it's pretty simple to set up. I mean, I like the radio. It's pretty nice.
All right, I've never really tried the crossband repeat, which I got a mobile set up in the house as my main, besides my HF unit, and then I got my FTM-400 in the truck that I'm talking on now.
The way I'm seeing this is, unless you just want to try something different just to try it, you kind of need to just have a specific reason for it. And dealing with HTs in, you know, areas that's got some topographical to it, my personal opinion, I think that's just ideal for that situation. But any other situation, it's just, you know, you're just trying it to see if you can do it.
Ken, who gets on here in a little bit, I think he does it every once in a while. If he needs to hit the Caesar's head from inside his house, I think he uses his mobile as a crossband repeat. But
I'm down in this hole down here on the 12 mile, and I gotta have some kind of backup in case I get hurt or something, where I can get to some help. My cousin, he's about a mile up the road, I mean up the river, and he got his license yesterday. The FCC posted it to the website, I don't know, about 1500 yesterday. So we were excited because we got to try crossbanding out, and I got him a FT65R handheld for a, you know, hey, congratulations kind of thing. So he's going to be monkeying with that all day.
At least you got somebody that you can try some stuff out with. If I remember correctly, you live up in Campobello and you got the 991A?
That's correct. Live in Campobello. I got a secondary location up on 12 Mile River in Liberty. And, I'm just going to be straight up with you. I don't mean any disrespect, but I'm new at this, and I cannot remember your name. So let me just get that out in the open right now.
It'd take me a while, too. The name here is Andrew. I'm usually on most mornings. If I got to go to work, I'm on the radio between 5:10 and 5:30 or 5:40 till I get to work. But how's that 991A coming?
All good. I got me a long wire up, just monitoring the HF side and just listening, trying to learn what I can. I'm gonna go take my general, try to get my general ticket on the 14th, so I can actually get up on HF and start trying to do something. But there's just a lot to that radio that I'm not sure I'll ever use all of it, but it's just a lot of still unanswered questions.
There's still some stuff about my 7300. I use it all the time, or at least I'm on it playing around, you know, every couple of days, and I've had it, shoot, coming up on a year now, and they still things where either I gotta Google it or YouTube something just to figure out exactly what I'm looking to do, and if I haven't done it before, then, you know, it's a fun experience, but, yeah, you'll be learning about it for a while.
I'm still really confused about the whole VFOA and VFOB on this thing, and I keep reading in the manual that it's to set up a split, and I cannot for the life of me wrap my head around what a split is. I'm not understanding it, I guess.
Understand that. I'll be honest though, I mean, until you get like these guys that have like huge pile ups on these DX, I've only heard one person working splits, and then you really got to listen for a while before you realize it. But basically, all they do is listen on one and you transmit on the other. That's really basically what it boils down to. Kind of if you think about it, what you're doing now, when you key up on the repeater, it's listening on one frequency but it's transmitting on a different one. Same similar setup, but that allows that guy working DX to hear on one channel but respond to people on a different channel so everybody can hear him and not have a big pile up while he's trying to talk.
Okay, well that makes a lot of sense. I'm not sure I'm gonna ever get to that level, but you know, when I started this whole venture, I just kind of wanted a way to run my trap line without getting hurt, and if I got in trouble, I'd have some way to try to get some help. And then the second reason was just to try to have a means to contact or listen to information from other sources. You know, that's why I went with the 991, and I know that's much more radio than I need right now, but I'll grow into it.
Not before long. It just takes time to learn all the bells and whistles. So KO4CF Friday.
UE station ID. Yeah, so you know anything about DMR?
A bit. I've been dabbling some. I've got a little TYT handheld. I've got the basics down, but there's still a lot to learn there, but I don't know. It's not a lot of it going on around here. I mean, you hear some, but you don't hear a ton of it around here.
I'm not really interested in specifics right now. I'm just trying to get the basics down. So basically, if I'm correct, that's an internet that's internet based. Form of communication. So, in other words, I can get on the radio, talk through the internet, and pop up in, I don't know, let's say California, via the internet. Is that correct?
So you could join, like you've got the Yaesu 991, it'll do Wires X, which is their version of the digital protocol, whatever, proprietary. So, you could join, there's a room called America's Link. You could join it, you know, just using a little hotspot, and you could talk to people all over the world, or you can just use it if there's repeaters around here, which unfortunately there's not a lot of Wires X repeaters around here. You could actually use your digital on the local repeater. DMR works the same way, you know, same, it's a different setup, but it'll do the same. Like, there's local digital channels, and there are wide digital channels. Like around here, South Carolina, North Carolina, they've got the PRN system. You key up on it, and it keys up every repeater. Well, not every single one, but like 60 repeaters between both states that'll key up at once just by keying up that one channel.
Okay, so what do you know about EchoLink? If I'm understanding correctly, EchoLink is is internet-based as well. So what would be the difference between Echolink and DMR?
So just boils down to their different protocols. One thing I'll say about Echolink is you can use your phone or a Windows computer. Maybe you can use the other ones, but I know of those two. And you can join Echolink. Like this repeater we're talking on now is Echolink enabled. So technically, like I was at the beach this last weekend, I could have got on at 9 o'clock via Echolink using my phone and checked into the repeater up here if I had wanted to. And that basically just uses the internet to connect to this repeater so you can talk on it.
Okay, well that sounds pretty interesting, I guess. I'm relatively new ham. I've been on the radio for, I don't know, maybe a month now. And I'm kind of getting into this, man. I could see that it didn't take me long to learn that, okay, well, I need a bigger radio, I need a bigger antenna, I need more power, and, you know, my wife is sitting there looking at me like, what's fixing to happen here?
Through that, I get the same thing. Like I said, I was down the beach this weekend, I threw a wire up on a telescoping pole, it didn't work quite as well as I wanted to, so I wanted to check into the South Carolina single sideband net on 80 meters. I got in on my vertical, and it's just, I struggled. I told my wife, I said, I need that loop antenna, and she just gives me that look, because it's a $500 antenna. And she's like, why do you need it? You know, it's hard to answer that question, but in all honesty, it has a purpose. I just, you know, I can't really say exactly why I need it, but I do.
I know the look. Trust me.
I started with a Baofeng radio just to hear, just to see if anybody was on ham radio, you know, because I bought a CB and nobody talked on it anymore, and I heard people, so then I got my technician, and then I bought the FTM, or FTD3, whatever it is, little handheld, $400 radio. My wife's like, what in the world? And then my next purchase was a 7100, which is like $800, and it does the same thing as like your 991. It's a full, it has everything in it, and except it doesn't have the color display and all that. And I didn't like it as much because it didn't have the waterfall, and that's what I really wanted. And it was a fun explanation to tell her why the 7100 wasn't exactly what I wanted.
I understand. So I made contact with a local group there at Tryon, the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club, and I joined it, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, and I got my first meeting today at 12 o'clock, so kind of looking forward to that, just kind of see how all that works and everything that goes with all that.
KN4TFW Mobile.
This is Chad, KO4NUE.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Andrew. Good to hear somebody on the radio this morning. Been quiet the last 2 days.
Hey, Myrtle, so I wasn't up at 5 in the morning.
On Echolink.
7:30 every morning, but I was not up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
The sun come up every day.
So, Chad, like you were saying, that's awesome with the Tryon deal. I'm in Inman, and I'm kind of stuck in between everybody. There's really no clubs or anything close by like Tryon. I think there's Hendersonville. Spartanburg just about meets on the other side of town. So, and of course you got, I think, Greer. And I'm just too far from everybody to really want to get in the car and drive 30, 45 minutes to just go to a club meet.
I the dues were $25 a year, here, and I just wanted to kind of see what it's all about and try to learn all I can learn, you know. So we met at the American Legion post, and the commander for the American Legion post was there. So heck, man, I just went ahead and joined them both.
They meet kind of during the day in Tron, don't they?
Yeah, roger that.
Catch up on air, Ken.
I was just wondering how Chad's wire antenna worked out.
Hey, give me just a minute, bud. I got to step out of the truck for a second. I'll be right back.
Up at the beach, Ken. What I was using is, it uses like 22 gauge wire, and I had it on a fiberglass extension pole. See, you know, it's friction as it goes up. And it fell on me, because I was trying to make some adjustments to it, and the whole thing came down. The wire got wedged in between two of the fiberglass poles, and I could not get it out. So I eventually pulled on it, and the wire's what gave way.
But at least it's just wire. You can cut another one the same length, right?
I soldered them back together last night. I'm hoping. I hope that that'll be enough. If not, I'll buy some new wire, which I got 500 foot of 20 gauge wire coming, because I need to build some radials for my vertical too. But I figure if it don't work, I'll give that a shot.
It got 14 or 16 on it, but it a limb come down and broke it one day, and I ended up having to solder it back together.
Your job's good enough. I tested the SWR in the house. It changes the where it's resonant at, but it was working. So I'll take it outside and sling it up one day and try it again. And we'll see how that goes. Because I tried to check in a single sideband net down at the beach on my vertical, and I think just not having radials hardly on it. Yeah, man, they couldn't hardly hear me. I repeated my call sign so many times, it wasn't funny.
And a little bit, you know, I had to run in it. I have a center bed, and I had it running in a straight line, you know, in a vertical V. And that from like southwest to northeast and that. And I moved the one leg, so now I got one leg running southwest to northeast and the other one running east-west. And that just to get it out from under the tree and touching the tree, so maybe it'll work all right. I just made a couple of contacts. I think I made 8 contacts over the weekend on POTA.
This weekend, I freaking forgot my solar panels, so I couldn't charge my battery. And one of them went dead, and when I hooked the second one up, that's when I checked into the South Carolina single sideband, and there's just not a whole lot going on. Man, I got home yesterday, 20 was quiet. I mean, there were some signals, but man, it was quiet.
Which one I was on, either. There was a couple of them on 10 meters, and that they were coming in pretty strong. Thought about Chad, you know, and Patrick, because they're allowed on those.
Yeah, this is KL4NUE. I'm back. I'm listening. So I got my crossbander in yesterday. So I came up here to deer camp and got it set up, got it working. And it was fairly simple. I mean, I figured I would struggle with it, but I'm going to tell you, Kenwood's a whole lot easier to move around on than that Yaesu is. I was shocked. But I think that's going to solve my handy talkie problem going with the crossbander.
I have to go out to the truck. Man, it's supposed to be hot this weekend up in the mountains. It should be nice, though.
The only thing with that, though, is I'm so close to the river and it's down in a depression. That just moisture just comes off of that water, and when it's, you know, 95 degrees outside, you just get that awful, just sticky, humid, muggy. You just can't get away from it.
The only way we're going to get away from it this weekend and next week is to be in the AC, right? KN4 TFW.
So you're right, but the old deer camp ain't got AC, so I gotta, I gotta do what I gotta do, I guess.
Leave y'all to it. I'm going to say 7-3. I hope y'all both have a great day. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's fine.
Yeah, this is Chad. You have a wonderful day, sir, and just enjoy all you can enjoy. It's a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Enjoy the day, and hope you have a good evening. KN4TFW.
Again, I'm going to go take my general exam. I think it's the 14th of June down at the Red Cross building. And I've been studying pretty hard. And, man, I got to be honest with you. This ain't been easy. it's a little bit different ball game than a technician.
At the YouTube site, W4EEY.
I had an opportunity to look at it, but I will check it out.
That's in person down in Greer, and it really helped me. He goes through the book chapter by chapter and hits all the points that you need to know and tells you little tricks how to remember the answers. So I'd look at it a little bit anyway.
I'll definitely check him out and see if that helped me, because there's just certain areas that I'm struggling in. Antenna principles, and just having to remember upper sideband and lower sideband, where that swap is in baud rates. I for the life of me cannot figure out why I need to know what baud rates certain frequencies run at, but it is what it is.
If you know what chapter that stuff's in, you can just pull up just that chapter and let him go over it with you. You know what I mean? It like I said, it really helped me. And I think upper and lower, I think it splits at about 8 megahertz. Everything above 8 is 8 or 9 is upper, I believe.
Figure out some kind of mnemonic to kind of keep that stuff in my mind, because I got some short-term memory issues anyway, and it's a real struggle, man.
If I could do it, you can do it.
How's work been so far this week?
Yeah, kind of just uneventful. I know we got a shutdown coming out at the end of this week, so it'll probably get busy then.
What kind of work y'all do over there?
Yeah, so it's, just mixing all different kinds of chemicals.
That's a PLC nightmare.
Not bad for them. I mean, I don't hear a lot of, breakdown calls where stuff is going bad and that. More to do with, pumps and stuff like that not working.
Well, I got a meeting today with my amateur radio group, and I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yes, they'll be able to help you out a lot. And that I saw where you were, or I heard where you were over at Steve's the other day. And that, so yeah, he's pretty good. I took the general class with him.
Pretty good setup going on over there. I mean, he's been real helpful and that kind of stuff, so I'm just kind of hang in his pocket and let him help me, if he will. I'm sure he will, though.
So how's that wire antenna working for you?
It's monitoring, because there's a really small window you can try to do something with, and it's just dead. I mean, just nothing. So I'm just listening, and I can switch over and do some short wave or medium wave listening on AM kind of deal. And I mean, you can do pretty good. I mean, some of that stuff's pretty funny. You know, you can sit down and listen to some of it. It's just it's different.
General, there's a lot of morning groups, and that you'll fit right in. You know, to just chit chat and everything. But they're there all morning long. And that, I thought about you over the weekend. I heard a couple of guys on 10 meters, and it was in your where you were able to go, and they were coming in pretty strong.
About 3-4 miles from the house, and I think I might jump in down there and see if I can listen before the sun comes up and see if I can try to do something with it, you know.
Get out there once the sun gets up. It's usually better in the late afternoon. Afternoon anyway. And from afternoon until dark, it usually works pretty good.
I'll give it a look-see and see if I can actually try to make contact. I was over to Steve's the other day, like you said, and, I mean, man, he makes it look easy. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, it's just, he was talking to somebody in Switzerland.
Got a pretty good antenna, too, doesn't he? He's got a tower and that, a pretty good antenna on top.
Antenna with a direction, a rotor on it that can you kind of move the antenna around a little bit. But yesterday around noontime, there was a truck driver from the UK. His name was Peter. I forget his call sign. But he popped up on, I think it was DMR. He had some kind of hot spot in the rig with him, and I talked with him for about 10 minutes. That was kind of interesting.
That guy on this frequency, he gets on it once in a while. And then I've heard people from Australia on this one, and so it works out pretty good. I really enjoy it, and you'll really enjoy it too once you start making a few contacts longer distance. Do you use you ever got online on any of those spotting networks?
Have not. I haven't tried it yet.
The DX Heat and go to that site, and then people will spot other people on that, and they'll tell where they're at and what frequency they're on, and then you can look and see. It also has a chart that tells you which bands are open, and then you can look at it and see if 10 meters is open in North America, and then you can probably make some contacts then.
Okay. So in other words, it's kind of like deer hunting. You kind of need deer in the area before you just go sit on a stand and waste your time. Is that about right?
But then, you know, it's kind of like on this one right now. It's just me and you in here right now, but I guarantee you there's 20 other people just listening.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, listen, bud, I hate to cut you off, but I just pulled up in the driveway, and I appreciate you staying along with me for the ride and keeping my eyeballs peeled. So I pulled in the driveway, and there's a house cat, and I messed up his hunt this morning. He's eyeballing a rabbit, and I pulled in the driveway and messed him up, so he's not happy. But this is KL4NUE, and Chad, I'm 7-3 on your final, bud.
I'd have an awesome day. And if you want to try to make contact one afternoon on 10 meters, you know, we might be able to. Just send me an email there on the email on QRZ. It's a good email, honey, and we'll try to make contact. KN4TFW 73.
KN4NAP. Larry,
are, stranger. I've been wondering where you've been at. Radio's been quiet except for this morning.
Excuse me. Last two mornings I got off early, and I mean early, before y'all even finished your first cup of coffee. This morning, not so cold, so they had press issues.
This morning.
I just got through doing my apartment.
And so on my antenna, I moved one leg of my antenna a little bit so that it runs more east and west to get it out from in the tree limbs, and that go to see how it worked. I made a couple of contacts like that. Seemed to work fine, though.
It would make more contacts than you were.
Yeah, I figured I'd try and like that a little bit. I mean, it can't hurt anything, right?
Fine again.
8 park contacts over the weekend.
All I'm getting is Slovenia, Italy, and Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, those guys. It was like 20 was dead when I was trying.
Dead yesterday. I tried and tried, but nothing on 20. Nothing on anywhere else except 80 and 40.
Mostly 40, right?
The only one really works.
You know, usually I'm really good into Pennsylvania, and I picked up a couple of good contacts where I was 5'9", and then I did another one there, and I was only a 3'3". He must have been down in a hole or something.
Been up in the mountain area. Lives up in Dempseytown, Pennsylvania. He's surrounded by mountains, and sometimes we can talk, sometimes we can't.
Yeah, that's how it was with me and that. Most of them, I was only like a 5'5", 5'6". And that, I just was really struggling that day. But, yeah, I couldn't really, you know, usually some of them are just booming in there, but it just wasn't happening. KN4 TFW.
4 and 8 feet for ID. I tell you, it's just strange. You can talk to a guy 20 miles down the road, but you can't talk to somebody 50 miles.
Really weird on that. Well, I know you're going to enjoy working the next couple of nights. It's going to be, boy, it's going to be hot during the day.
Keep an eye on the greenhouse, and I got that fan going on that thermal regulator, and I have to keep up with that and make sure it's working.
95 to 100 next week.
We'll have to miss the greenhouse.
It's gonna be too hot to be in there, especially during the day anyway. You might get in there before the sun comes up.
Went about lunchtime and missed it up real good and wet the whole building down, and that'll help drop the temperature back to where it's livable for the plants.
Humid in there, you won't be able to breathe.
Right.
For HCX, you come hang out in my little taco box I'm pulling behind me.
Wait that way. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
Kill the conversation.
Story's killing mine, and of it.
Join the morning. It's the guys lightening up and that, and it looks really good. Your contacts on 10 meters?
No, sir, I have not.
As I heard a guy on 28460, he was coming in real good over the weekend.
6 meter and 10 meter both were open by DX Heat. They were both wide open.
About that.
Yeah, I was thinking I'm going by this QT out here on the interstate. The price of gas is zero. Does that mean they don't have any?
It's free.
Station's running out of diesel now, which is going to make my life fun.
I pretty good, pretty successful at finding some. I haven't had any real issues yet.
Below the house, got plenty of everything.
There ain't hardly any gas or diesel, so it's been fun for people up here, and luckily I get most of mine down there.
God, what I'm burning up.
Warm. It's, well, it's 63 over here, but it feels a lot warmer than that.
It's a balmy 51 right here where I'm at.
I doubt what it is here. And they be Friday. Ken, we got any QSO parties this weekend?
Look, I'll have to look when I get back home and let you know. I ain't never even been on the website the last week or so to look. I just jumped on the radio. It was drizzling a little bit there Saturday at the house, so I got on the radio just to see what I could hear.
See? Johnny, is that you? AUC.
You're KN4 TFW.
Been who he's looking for.
And maybe it was on a Simplex on the other channel and I just didn't look at it.
Oh, he was hitting the repeater up here.
For WD4DYH. Went down over here by the plant.
Been the same over here.
Nine
here.
You say 179?
79.
I'll make everybody flood over there.
And the bill papers, fold them, bag them, and listen to this old squawk box that I have to listen to. I wish that old woman get laryngitis and shut up.
93 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome day. Stay cool. Look forward to catching you either tomorrow morning or sometime this afternoon on the radio. KN4 TFW.
And hopefully I'll be able to get on earlier in the meeting.
KO4 8KX Friday.
And hope to catch you in the morning.
Sorry about that, Ed. KO4 8KX for ID.
No problem. It happens.
Say you're running way behind today.
People called and said they were having press issues, so I'm running behind, but that's all right. My customers are still in the bed.
We're still in the bed. I think the alarm clock may start just going off.
Gage, my customers are 70 and above.
By now, from what I've been told, I wouldn't know, I'm not that old yet.
And mine like to sleep in.
When I get to retirement that I can sleep in, I've got up early all my life. So that's what my retirement, I hope it is sleeping in a little bit.
Today was sleep in and so long. I done forgot what it's like. KM4 and AP Friday.
Right there with you. I sleep past about 6:30. I got a headache and useless the rest of the day. So, no sleeping in for me.
One of these days I'll retire, and just sit around and talk to the dope.
Go ahead.
66, but I've been retired ever since I was 47.
Got a ways to go. I just turned 46 the 10th of this month. The 10th.
Remember that.
Do better than my family.
Can't remember my own.
Really starting to get pretty scratchy, ain't I? My black hole up here. So I'm gonna say 73 till I get out the other side. I gotta stop and pick my trailer up, so I'll be a few minutes. But I look forward to talking to you on the other side of it. Just be KO4 8KX, and I'll be clear on your final.
careful. I'll catch you on the other side, KM4 and AP clear.